You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, April 28th. We are glad you are here. We are here to have some fun today. As always, let's start this show off with a bang. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mentioned to you that this week turned out way busier than I thought it would. But you know what? I learned a story this week that actually made me laugh so hard that I accidentally lost 2 pounds. So, okay. I'm sorry. Just FYI, everyone in this also, like, the owl Rob says hi.
Oh, hi, Al.
So everyone needs to know before I tell the story that I'm probably going to hell. But like, so aren't we all?
Yeah, to an extent, I think so.
Yeah, to an extent. So one of my closest friends, he's a former bartender. He used to bartend this place called Bebop. For those of you who don't know, Bebop is a style in jazz music. So naturally,
I'm a big fan of his brother, Rocksteady.
Okay, so it's kind of a fancy jazz place. Okay, so naturally, a lot of, you know, high life art people go there. So one day he was working, and a bunch of actors, you know, producers went in, and he knows all of them because, like, they're regulars at this point. And they say, "Oh, dude, we just came from shooting a commercial." And he goes like, "Oh, really? Tell me more." And okay, so this is where it starts to get interesting. The commercial was for Milka chocolate. Do you know what that is?
Milk chocolate?
Milka chocolate.
Oh, it's... no. No.
Okay, you don't have Milka chocolate in the States?
Oh, yeah, just the way you said it. Yeah, we have we call it chocolate milk.
Milka! Milka,
no, I don't know what the hell Milka is.
With the huge purple cow?
No idea what the hell that is.
Jesus, that's a weird thing. Okay, maybe so it's a thing everywhere else except for the States.
It might be here. I just have no idea. I don't know. I just never paid attention to it.
Okay, this is weird. So it's like this huge, you know, it's a purple cover, and you know the mascot of the chocolate is a huge cow that it's painted purple. This is it. And so they're like, we were shooting a commercial about that. So naturally, in the commercial they had to paint the cow purple. But they wanted to make it right. So they spoke with all the organizations, for animal cruelty and that. So they actually had to buy, a dye that's animal friendly, you know, not a regular dye, because it's going to mess up its fur. Do you call it fur? Is it fur? You know, on the cow?
Hair,
I don't know.
Hair?
Okay.
Whatever.
It's hair. So it had to be a special dye for animals. So they bought this kind of dye and did everything by the book. And, you know, during the commercial, the cow had to moo. But they couldn't get the cow to move. Whatever they did, like, everything was over, like, in 45 minutes. And then they spent 2 hours making the cow moo. And they couldn't. So they electrocuted.
Oh, no.
So I'm so glad that they used the animal-friendly dye and then ended up electrocuting the cow.
Going to hell for that, Maggie.
Just FYI, it wasn't like a high voltage or anything. Like, the cow was fine. Okay. Like, what the fuck? Like, let me put this really nice dye on you, cow.
Well, will you start the show off?
But then, here's some shock! And now you get to move, bitch!
Well, here's a super chat from Chris. Not sure if I watch a show, but I wanted to say I appreciate and love you both and some of the people in the chat. Some of the people. Do something nice for someone. Thank you, buddy. I know it's a tough day for you. So we love you and wish you the best today. And
yes, a couple of shout outs. First of all, Chris, we love and adore you a lot more than you know. We love you so much. Shout out to Soupy. We are so grateful for absolutely everything that he does for this show. We wish we can send you to AEW show in Canada, like a lot. Like, we can never repay you guys for the things you do. Also, shout out to Riley, who just got married to her fiance, Jem. We love on the show. So, you know, we wish we were there, naturally, because... First of all, I love Australia and I really wanted to be there. So that's, you know.
I always wanted to put another trip on the Bobby.
Yeah. All the love and we wish you all the wonderful things in life. So now we can continue.
And we appreciate Ryan Sullivan for sending the super chat. Rob's Rock Steady joke was solid. Thank you, my friend. Maggie, you had no idea what that was from, dude.
I have zero clue what's happening.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a hat show.
Turtle Power.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, it's been an interesting.
Yeah, but also before, I'm sorry for cutting you off. Please, guys, hi, like the video, share the video. Please send a super chat and or a humper chat if you want your question or statement right on the air. This is the best way to support us because both Rob and I are poor and I really want to go to Wembley. it costs a lot more than I thought it would. Yes, this is the most direct way to support us. Also, subscribe to Fightful Select, please. If you want accurate information about all the wrestling scoopsies that you want.
Yeah.
So, Rob, continue.
No, it's just been an interesting week. So all I was going to say is with everything that's been going down in WWE and just in the wrestling world in general, CM Punk decided just make things go crazy, like on Monday, because of where he showed up at. And basically, him showing up in Chicago for Raw, like going backstage, was something I did not have on the bingo card. I don't think anybody really did.
Yes.
What yes. I remember messaging you that. What was your first thought?
Yeah, I just got home from work and I was making noodles. I was making noodles and you were like, oh, okay. And you sent me a tweet and I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. And you continued sending me tweets and I was like, okay, but I really want to go to bed. Like, what's happening? Like, stop. No, please.
Thank you, my
yes, friend. Hi, SP3, you pretty person, so you.
Got another super chat from our great friend, Jack.
I'm not sorry.
No, that's okay. It's Jackie. my ears are... I'm willing to sacrifice my ears for Jackie. Hello, my beautiful friends. Sending you some Wembley money and lots of love from me to you.
Well, yes, you. This is how I'm calling it now. Because like every time I have this regular customer, he's like, what are you... When he first started coming to the bar. And he was like, are you saving money for something? And this was a silly way to give me tips. And I was like, yeah, pony. And he was like, here's for your pony. And he like, give me a tip. And most recently, he was like, I'm pretty sure that you bought like 12,000 ponies by now. But like, what do you want now? And I'm like, I want Wembley. And he was like, okay.
He's like, good luck. But yeah. So what do you make of the CM Punk? Was it a he went there? Well, who knows why he went there? I mean, there's a lot of different theories out there.
Okay, so let's look at it directly. Okay.
I think this is what I want to say. He did. I think he went there to help negotiate a return for AJ Lee. That's what I think.
I hope so, but like, but I'm kidding, I think that she can speak for herself. Also, Cora Jade was there. Like, she was on main event.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. So Cora Jade is close with Punk. And okay, so let's look at it like, you know, like a non-wrestling person.
That's like, hard. I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's what she said. Ha! Oh!
Hey, so, she got me. Yeah. Yeah. She didn't say it for me, though.
I know.
Thank you.
Stop it.
She's like, I know.
I'm sorry. I hate this joke. So, he showed up. I'm getting to that. He showed up and he made sure that everyone saw that he was there. He was shown talking to the right people. And I'm sorry, but like I saw people that say, well, he's willing to, you know, to bury the hatchet, like the elite are his fault. Okay, that took years. Years.
Yeah, almost 10 years. Almost 10 years. Over nine years.
10 years.
Over 9 years.
Yeah. Okay. This, first of all, yes. It smelled so incredibly fishy because, like, come on. How do you not know that you will go to Raw backstage? Who the fuck let him go backstage? Who?
That I don't know, but I mean,
it's not like people don't know who he is. Yeah. Come on, everyone that's the thing. Knows. Like,
wrestlers can let people backstage. You know, they have that power.
It's CM Punk.
No, I know. And then the thing that just kills me about this whole thing is, when he got to Triple H, I don't know if I'll be back. Yeah, Vince said you can't be here. I can't talk to you. It reminded me.
Yeah, well, he wasn't the one. Like he was like, well, can I go in? Let me check. And he just sent his dogs after.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me check. And that, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, that's like, let me check. Dad?
Like, as if you're not allowed to have an opinion. Like, come on.
That's what it felt like, you know. Just
it felt like.
Yeah, it's like, Daddy, can CM Punk be here? No.
I actually don't think that. I think that that Triple H was extremely professional about that, because that was a big gulp, Rob. That was a big
gulp. Yeah, a big gulp.
Yeah. So
I'm, well, I admit he had a big goal too when he saw CM Punk, like, what?
Yeah, like Tony Khan, like on that press crumb. The thing I wanted to say is that Triple H was extremely smart here, because he was having none of it, and that's it. Because Jimmy said something on the on Listen Your Boy, and he said that it might be like Triple H getting security to escort CM Punk out of the area. This, he said that it would have been smart on Triple H's side, because it may look like contract tampering at some point.
Yeah.
So he made sure that this, that it was known that Triple H had no part of this. We have no idea if AEW was aware of that. And if they were, that's weird, because it's definitely a weird move. Publicity stunt, probably. Yeah, probably. He might have meant, like, he shook hands with The Miz. He had a back and forth.
I liked hearing that.
Yeah, I don't like people being angry at each other. Like, it kicks out my anxiety.
Yeah.
So I just hope that everything that was that happened, like making amends, was genuine. Because I don't know what kind of a person CM Punk is. I would never say that, oh, I know that he wouldn't. No, I have no idea what he would and would not do. So I just I hope that it was genuine and not a stunt on his side, you know. And and you know damn well that even if it was harmless, you can't say that, you know. Of course, got people talking. It's really weird because Punk is always like, people need to stop talking about me. Well, maybe stop doing stuff, okay?
Yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, I'm
my buddy.
The one thing too is, like, out of all of this, out of everything, the one thing that I wish I could have been like a fly on the wall when Tony Khan first heard that he was there. I would have paid a lot of money just to see that reaction. Like,
yeah, and Jason makes a good point in the chat. Did Seth Rollins know that he was backstage? Because, like, Seth Rollins said a lot of stuff most recently about CM Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's a good point.
Yeah, it's. Because I'm a big Seth Rollins fan, I always want to know what Seth Rollins is thinking. Because most recently, Seth has been flabbergasted at WWE, and you can see that. It shows. Like, we're gonna talk about it a bit after. But like when they announced his match against Omos, and he retweeted the post with a GIF from Ace Ventura, alrighty then. Yeah. Like, okay. He was like, oh, fine. People are saying that they were live in the audience while his bit got cut on Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And they said that they could see and they could hear how pissed off he was.
Well, they showed video of him, like that.
Yeah,
like,
I know the video, but that wasn't the whole video. People said that he was clearly pissed off.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the video was really short. The video that we saw.
Yeah, I know, and that's a thing. Like, I remember somebody saying, this was shortly. I think it was. This was like the Raw before. I don't know. It was like, no, it was one of the first SmackDowns after the pandemic that Minneapolis had. And
okay.
Ricochet was kind of just getting, you know, how he goes in like weird phases where he just looks like, oh, they might be pushing him. And then it just goes right back down to like, okay, they're not pushing him.
Yeah.
Well, I remember like you could tell he was just like, it was a 1 or 2 minute match and he lost like, that, and I remember watching him the whole time because he took off his athletic tape and he just threw it like he was pissed. And I remember I'm like telling Sean, I'm like, you might want to look in to see what Ricochet's like feeling right now, because
feeling.
I'm like, I something was off, and like, no, he said everything's okay. And like I sent him a video, I'm like, well, he might be. I mean, and granted, it could have been a moment and stuff like that, and shit, moments happen, obviously. And but at that time, he wasn't okay.
He could also be really good at his job.
Yeah, but where he was at, people
I know
weren't supposed to really see him. and where I was sitting, I really shouldn't have been able to see him either, but I did. Anyways, yeah, that CM Punk stuff's interesting. I think obviously there's a method behind the madness. He's smarter than a lot of people think.
Oh, he knows what he's doing, and he's doing it correctly. He's working for himself.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. We haven't stopped talking
about
CM Punk for months now.
Yeah, and he hasn't even wrestled.
He's not there.
Yep. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the other thing that was talked about on Raw this week. The new WWE World Heavyweight Championship title.
It looked differently on TV.
Yeah, well, it's a lot shinier.
it looked really, really differently on TV. Come on, that's not the title.
What do you guys think in chat? Let me know what you think of the design.
Yeah, let me know what you think, because you're about to hear me say a lot of weird stuff. Okay, let me just start off by saying something that people are probably not going to like. I think that the belt is really nice.
Yeah.
I like the belt. This is the first thing that I mentioned to you after I watched the show.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Sorry.
You're okay.
So, after thinking about a lot of stuff, because there's a lot to unpack here, this is so stupid, Rob. This, yes, thank you. That's the real one. this is really, really stupid. Adrenaline in my soul, a new title for Cody Rhodes. That's yes, and this was where I was getting at. Okay, so first of all, they're clearly not stripping Roman Reigns of those titles. Because if they were only keeping those titles on him for him, so he can reach 1,000 days, that's not so far. Okay, that's not so far. They don't need those titles like on him after that. So apparently, they're not taking the titles off of Roman. Second of all, these 1,000 days are the days for the Universal title. By the way, it's not for the WWE title. It's correct. For the Universal one. They could have easily put the title that Cody Rhodes wanted, which was the WWE title. They could have easily given it to him on WrestleMania. We keep going back to that. Do you realize that? We keep going back to the fact that Cody should have won at WrestleMania. All the time. We keep mentioning that again and again. Also, the winner for that title is going to be determined at Saudi Arabia. Imagine the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes winning his title at Saudi Arabia. We're not going to get into that because that's really political and we don't do that here. I'm just mentioning it. So why? Okay, so Sean mentioned something on the post Raw show that was extremely valid. Triple H did nothing to put this belt over. Seth Rollins did. Seth Rollins put the belt over, because basically what Triple H said. Hi, we're extremely stupid and dumb, and we weren't good enough to make Roman Reigns a better competitor, because Roman Reigns pulled a fast one on us, and he negotiated a weird-ass contract that we don't approve of. Because that's basically what he said.
Yeah.
He said, Roman Reigns negotiated his way towards this sort of a deal, which he doesn't defend the title. He doesn't show up on shows and whatever. I know that this is a scripted show, okay? And this is a weird way to say that you're okay with this. Because Triple H, Pierce, like no one, like no authority figures said absolutely anything about Roman Reigns cheating for 3 years now, defending those titles. And they said nothing, like no one ever. Like what? Like what is happening? And so Triple H really made no sense in this segment. I had no idea where this was going because, like, I don't, like, follow Twitter on things that are happening right now because, like, I want to be surprised when I'm watching, you know, the show because no. I'm watching in the morning. I had no idea that this was about a title or anything because, like, the camera didn't show that there was a table with a title on it. you know, with a cloth on it. Like, I had no idea. And then he's, like, revealing the title. And my first initial thought that was like, oh, my God, that's a really pretty belt. Okay, why? No. What? Hell no. And because, like, I started thinking after that. So this is so, so dumb. This is extremely stupid because, like, I feel like they really made that belt for Cody, but it's so stupid. Well, Cody didn't want that belt. He didn't want it.
Well, that's the thing. There's two concerns that I have. The lineage of the other titles, of the other title. So that's one question I have. The other thing is I don't think Cody Rhodes is going to win that title. I think it's going to be Seth Rollins.
I hope that it's going to be Seth Rollins because he did everything in his power to make that title a thing because he is the only one that can say, hey, Roman, you dickhole, you never beat me.
And I hope he says it just like that.
Yeah. Hey,
dickhole.
Dickhole, you never beat me for that title. You cheated. You got yourself disqualified at the Rumble. You know, I got into your head because they – love to say I got into your head. Love to say that. I got into your head and you never beat me for the title.
And they like saying dumbass. Local medical facility too. They like saying
yes,
that.
Yes, of course. And it's the best thing that he could have brought up. Also, he's pinned Roman Reigns. He has pinned Roman Reigns more than once. Yeah. So he has legitimate claim over that title, and he would be the one to actually elevate the title. But like a lot of questions surface after that because in his interview with Ariel Helwani, he mentioned the fact that he felt depressed about the fact that he was never the guy.
Yeah.
Well, again, he's not the guy. There's another championship for you, second guy. So that's also bullshit. That's also bullshit. And Seth Rollins deserves better. Also, Cody Rhodes deserves better. We're big time Seth Rollins fans here.
Yeah.
Also, we miss AJ Styles. He must come back for this championship, right?
Well, I hope right? so. I hope so.
Well, it looks like the TNA title. Come on. Like it's... Mr. TNA has to have that. So, I'm not finished, actually. Okay. So, in kayfabe, why doesn't Roman Reigns go after this the title? Because right now, he's really not the undisputed WWE heavyweight champion. He is very much so the disputed WWE heavyweight champion. Because guess what? There's another title that's not yours. Why doesn't he go after that title as well? Why? Because it's not like, you know, the two titles were, you know, a thing. No, the Universal title was back on SmackDown and the WWE Championship was on Raw. He won them both, you know, despite being on SmackDown. Or was he? No, he was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't bend the rules every fucking week. Give me a reason why in kayfabe Roman Reigns doesn't go after that belt. Tell me, are you telling me that he's going away? Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
What is happening? What do we need that title for? Why not just split those fucking titles? Why? It's so weird. This, the only reason would be if they're combining those two championships. And if they combine those championships, Roman could then go, oh, you know what? I miss having two championships on my shoulders. And then he wins that title too.
Well, that's the thing. That's what bothers me if they do that. That means the lineage of the titles is gone. Like, I mean, for the most part, like one of it ends. Because
I know.
That can't happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, but like, I love the Universal title because that is the title that Finn Balor had. Is it the title that Kevin Owens also had? So I don't want this title to end, okay? Like, it's not like, okay, also the design, that lazy ass design has to go. I hate it so much. I really do. People hate on that new title belt design. What about the old ones? Are you fucking kidding me? They suck. Suck.
It hasn't yet.
It hasn't been revealed. They've said nothing because listen up, guys. This championship will go on the roster that Roman Reigns is not. So the draft hasn't happened yet. So there is no way of us knowing the brackets.
They pretty much, the way I took it, is they pretty much confirmed for me that Roman staying on SmackDown is the way.
I don't care. They haven't, like, it hasn't been official.
But I'm just saying that's me out of my course.
Thank you. But like if they would have revealed the bracket, they would have shot themselves in the foot. Because all of these people, therefore, would be on, you know, on the other side. Tell me what you think.
Well, I think my biggest two concerns was right there. I told you, like the lineage of the title and I forgot already what the other one. The lineage of the title is what gets to me the most. That's what I'm curious about because.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's a big question for me. What are they going to do? I'm curious about Cody and Roman. Like,
my God, they're going to put it on Omos.
Yeah, well, that sucks ass. But yeah, it's just. It just annoys me, like, that they did this, just like you and a lot of other people. I mean, some people like it, some people don't. I mean, that's life, so. Anyways.
Yeah, again, my first initial thought was that the title was pretty. And that's a low bar because I hate that old design. That's why. I liked it, but, okay, I know that all the people around the world, me included, we're so incredibly in love with the white strap for the IC belt, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was. But the new Intercontinental Championship is really nice too. I really like it. But right now, when it's on Gunther, I would love for him to, you know, after he surpasses, you know, Honky Tonk's title record, I would like for him to bring back the old belt design because, like, they must do something to cement his legacy, right? For him beating that record, you know, for the IC belt. Yeah. They have to do something special. And if he brings back the white strap, that white belt will look really, really nice on him. I'm sure. But I like how the new belt looks. I'm sorry.
No, I like it too. It looks good.
It doesn't mean that I didn't like the white belt. It's historic. It's historic, but like the new belt is nice too. Just making it clear.
Well, our next story is just one, awful. And the worst of all, it's not shocking compared to
everything else.
Yeah. So WWE was hit by a lawsuit this past week from a former writer named Brittany Abrahams. She is suing over racial discrimination and wrongful termination. She alleged the over-alleged racial and gender stereotypes. There's a lot of stuff that is just messed up beyond words. it irritates.
They wanted to make someone with a Muslim descent take responsibility for 9/11.
Yeah. And
if this is the worst thing ever, tell me something else.
Well, the fact that it was reported that it was Mansoor, who was 6 years old when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, 6 or 5. I don't know.
Yeah, 6 or 5 or 6. Either way, I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know, like that's a whoever had that idea should have been like, okay, well, no, that's a definite no. The fact that it got as far as it did is absolutely crazy. Then you have the scripts thing, which is awful.
No, that's so crossing a line. Mind you, everything in this lawsuit is crossing a line. Absolutely everything. It's really disgusting. Actually, I will say two things. First of all, again, I will encourage you guys when you have the time to go and listen and or watch Destiny Boy, where Jimmy goes into detail about this because I know nothing about the law. He goes into detail explaining, you know, how this lawsuit can or could go. He has amazing insight. Our boss does. And the second thing is, please go support, watch, and listen to people of color talk about this because their voice matters. And these are the people you need to be listening to. That being said, please watch Grapsity tomorrow. Yes, thank you. Yes, Jeremy and Joel. So this is, like you said, it's really gross, but it's not that shocking because it's, you know, we've heard, you know, stories about how, you know, backstage works and everything.
And the writer, his name's Dave Schilling, just so you people know. He's been post shows with Sean before. He's been on Fightful a few times. Good guy.
Yes. So this is it's gonna be a really tough lawsuit, this one. I doubt that they would win it.
WWE or she will?
No, WWE or definitely.
Well, I hope not. I hope WWE doesn't win it.
They have the best lawyers. They're definitely not losing. They're either settling or
yeah. I was gonna say this one could settle.
This one could settle, but like it's one of those lawsuits that if it goes to a settlement, then it's even more gross on the other side, because I thought that there was a point to be made here and not for money, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like
getting this story out in the open is okay. Like we get it. But like settling isn't the way to go here.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to, but the other thing too is like you said it, like the attorneys can be, if you have good attorneys, they can get this going, and they can just keep it going. Like, you know,
I
like,
know. And I know, I understand.
Then she's cost, yeah. then it's costing her a lot of money just in case. So it's one of those things where she might, it's hard for us to speak what she's going to do. We don't know, but I'm disgusted by it. When I saw this report, I was like, I was just dumbfounded, and I had to read it three times, like literally three times. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. She is also suing for wrongful termination too. So.
Yeah, for taking a chair. How dare she?
When other people have done it. Like, and that was just, that was him trying to find a formality to do it, I guess. And who knows? But it's just absolutely ridiculous. Yes. And I mean, we've heard the stories. We've seen, they have a history of the things they've done. You know, we've seen the storylines that they've done. We've seen Vince McMahon talking to Booker T. We've seen, the DX promos with that DX did with Nation of Domination. I mean, there's history, and there's other things.
Like there's that. History, yes. I would like, I never want to say that, okay, it was back then. Like, yeah, let's focus on the now. It's not like that, because like it, what they did could never be undone. They can learn from their mistakes. They need to apologize for to the right people. I hope they have. I hope they have. But I would like to see how they do now. And these pitches aren't coming from a place that's grown mentally.
Yeah.
That's it. That's...
I think the worst quote, like, in this whole thing was what one of the former right or one of the higher ups for writing, like the writing staff, said, "Oh, well, I didn't know you were an expert now." Like, when she was just trying to make it clear, like, this is not the way to go. Like, she's just, that's like the wrong thing. That guy, like, if WWE finds out that part's true, which I believe it is, I mean, that's my opinion. I believe it is. If they find that's absolutely true and that's the truth, he needs to be gone now. Like, because who knows what else he could let go in the future. I mean, that was a costly mistake. And the fact that he even had that idea in the first place is just beyond, like, awful. So,
yeah. No. Like, that's just not okay. It's in incredibly bad taste. And this is not funny. Like, I bet, like, a lot of those pitches were made because... people backstage that pitched those ideas thought that they were funny. That's it. No one's laughing. Like, it would have been immensely uncomfortable. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about something positive finally. AEW Dynamite, the week that was. We will talk about that right now. AEW Dynamite this week. They started off with a banger, the AEW International Championship, Orange Cassidy, defending his title against Bandido. Maggie, what'd you think of this classic match?
Oh, that's what
I
thought. God.
I loved it.
I absolutely loved it. You can always count on AEW to start off Dynamite with an amazing match. And that's what I want, and that's why AEW always starts, you know, high speed, you know. Do you remember those 8-man or 6-man tag team matches that they used to open every week during the pandemic era?
Yeah.
Those ones. Oh my God. I loved it. A couple of weeks they opened with a promo. It felt really weird because I always feel like it's a WWE thing. And I enjoy WWE when they open up with a promo, like, because it's their way. They've taught me mentally that this is how WWE show starts. And that's fine. I don't necessarily want it for AEW, though. I want this high-speed, high-hitting action at, you know, at the beginning of the show to open it up. So this was an amazing match. I enjoyed the backstage segment with Renee Paquette because they were like, hey, Renee, are you here to, you know, interview us about, you know, the match that happened? And she was like, well, no, I was just seeing what Adam Cole had to say about what happened last week. And he was like, oh,
yeah.
And he disappears. And then Bandido goes, oh.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. This cracked me up. Wrestling is silly. I love silliness. I'm a goofball. I'm sorry.
No, it was amazing. I laughed. And Renee, I think, cracked too. Just like
She did. Yeah. She also did during the backstage segment with MJF and because they were like hugging and she was like, ah, you know,
yeah.
Backstage with the mic. This was just to make us all happy. You know, you know how you feed your cows and your pigs before you shoot them in the head? This is what they did to us before seeing Dax Harwood and Jeff Jarrett.
Okay.
Yeah, this was it.
Yeah.
What an amazing comparison I made.
Yeah, that was good. I was just like, wow, okay, we're going there.
Yes, this was us. They fed us this amazing match just so we, you know.
Yeah.
We get shot in the head with Dax Harwood and Jeff Jarrett. Jesus fucking Christ. Why?
Yeah.
I did not like this.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I was not thrilled at all. I don't get it. I just don't get it. You had the number. I mean, in my opinion, for the longest time, and for most of, well, all of the Sunny. Or Sunny, all the summer.
It's okay. Sonic Kiss was on ROH last night.
Yeah, about
night.
Time. Okay. But anyways, for all summer, I mean, I figured Dax was going to be like the number two wrestler of the year, if not number one. I mean, that's the way it was going for me. But
psych.
Now he's. I mean, that was last year. Now it's like
this was then. Now this is dumb.
What the hell? But
Jesus,
I mean, that's how I
know what's
like,
story.
I was literally sitting in my chair, and I'm like. When I watched it on Thursday, I was just like, what? You know, just
it was, I know that there's a storyline there. I just don't like it because I don't want anyone beating Dax Harwood, let alone Jeff Jarrett. Jeff, why are you here? Are you going to pin all our favorites? No.
Yeah.
No, I was crying for Jackie and also myself, but for Jackie Moore. Jesus. We love you, Jackie. We support you in this incredibly hard time.
Yep, that was brutal.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was awful. So we went from that to Tony Khan announcing the Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup will begin at AEW Double or Nothing and run through AEW summer events in Canada, including AEW's New Japan Forbidden Door 2023 event, before concluding in Calgary. I just like saying Calgary.
Calgary.
No. I know.
No one will give you a Canadian citizenship, Rob.
No, I know. Canada. Well, I'm a Bret Hart guy. I would never do that on purpose. Anyways,
I know Bret Hart should you know
win it
hire on. Me as a bartender and
he should.
In his
yeah.
He should. Yeah. Hi, Bret. I.
And he's I watching. He's one of the.
Look, I'm wearing pink.
Yes.
It's pink.
And I'm tickle pink, so there we go.
Jesus. Who, yes, okay.
I did say that out loud.
Jesus, bro. It wasn't me this time.
No.
Who's winning the Owen?
I really don't know. I mean, last year we had Adam Cole and Britt, right?
And Britt.
I would like to see... Man, that's tough. I would like
it's
to.
Really, it's really tough, isn't it? It's. I would like for the women. I would like for someone to get the rub off of this, and like someone like Sky Blue, Willow. You know, like those sorts of
yeah.
Women. I do not want them to go to Soraya, and this is nothing on Soraya, by the way. This, it's not like. She's already someone, okay? Like, she doesn't... I know, like, why are you smiling?
Because I was going to... I'll wait till you're done, because I have an idea.
Okay. So, right now, Willow. You can also go with Ember Moon, because Ember Moon is Ring of Honor right now. But like, just elevate your young talent. Like this will be a fantastic way to do it. Taya Valkyrie also, kind of maybe, because why not? But with the men's, ooh. Yeah. I would really like to see Dax.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But if it's not Dax, I think you got to go with Owen's former partner. JEFFJARRET.
I'm quitting the show.
I know. I just wanted to see your reaction. But no, that's why I was smiling, because I'm like, I'm ready to see your reaction. But I didn't get the reaction I wanted. Like, I wanted a couple middle fingers and a couple, but that's okay. Anyways,
no, this would mean that I'm angry. I'm disappointed in you, yeah. Rob.
No, I would not want that. I would not want Jeff Jarrett to get it. He does not need to win any damn tournament.
Yes. Only tournament. Granted. Because I have really short attention span. I have no memory of whether people liked Adam Cole and Britt Baker winning those trophies. I have no recollection of people being mad or happy.
They weren't too thrilled with Britt, I think, winning.
Because they wanted who to win?
Well, was it Chris Statlander?
Chris Statlander? Or was she... Was it Chris Statlander?
I think so. I'm going to look now, because I thought that...
I'm mixing up the TBS championships and the Owen Hart. But... If Chris Statlander is fine and healthy, I would like for her to win that and use this as a way to challenge Jade for the TBS title. Because that's... What did Britt Baker do?
It was Ruby Soho. It was Ruby.
It was Ruby. Okay. So what did... Oh, I had my money on Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what did Britt Baker do with that trophy and the championship and everything? Because I remember Adam Cole... strutting around with that championship, and Britt didn't do it. Yeah. It's yeah. So that's Taco. So yes, Sky Blue or Willow, I would be incredibly happy with those. Yeah. With the men's, I'm hoping for Dax Harwood, but we still don't know the story, so there's no way of us predicting those.
Yeah, I would be pretty much with Dax. I'd be happy with. I would actually, I think it'd be kind of cool if, I mean, if he wasn't a heel, I think it'd be pretty cool if Chris Jericho won it. But I said if he wasn't a heel.
No. I don't care if he's a fail or face or heel. No.
Well,
no,
I'm going from the standpoint because he's a heart dungeon guy. That's all.
Yeah, you know okay, I mean? But like he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it. That's why I said
nothing.
I said you're right. Somebody needs the rub. So you're right. Somebody needs that, and I'm not the only one that needs a rub. But so I'm trying to think who would be good for this. It doesn't need to be anybody. It doesn't.
Oh
need
my
to
god,
be
it's gonna really... be CM Punk, isn't he?
Wouldn't surprise me. Wheeler Yuta, no. Daniel Garcia.
Oh, Brian Danielson. Yeah, why not Brian Danielson?
Ooh, I like this name. This is a good one. I like this a lot, actually.
Okay, if Shibata would just actually win this.
Yeah.
New Japan. Yeah, if New Japan. Okay, Sonata. Imagine if the IWGP Championship won the Owen.
Will Ospreay would be cool if he's in it.
He can go to Kenny Omega's face and he was the story's not over, Jack.
That's another person that could that could be another person.
Kenny Omega.
I like that idea. But anyways, let's move on from that to
Wardlow
Massacre's
Jobber.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. I just hope we're not back to this again. You know, him like murdering someone for, you know, for a minute. But the good thing is that we probably not, because Christian Cage came out with Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus looks really good here. They still haven't said anything. What?
Watching you with the owl. That's all.
I know.
Yeah.
So they still haven't said anything. So that's kind of intriguing. So we're about to see where it goes. Look at the butt.
I like looking at butts, so that makes sense. Okay. RJ City got ass kicked by Blackpool Combat Club, which makes me want to say two things real quick. AEW this past week, oh my God, one. Number two, I have never wanted to be John Moxley so bad as his guest this week. Like, so bad this week. I would love for it to be John Moxley to be his guest.
It has to be.
I would.
He's like, yeah, this was for AEW, right? Yeah.
That too, I wanted to be. But I loved it. They just beat the hell out of him. It was great.
I felt so bad.
I love RJ City. I absolutely
We love RJ City. We are someday so going to have RJ City on the show. And he'll do it. He would do it. He would absolutely do it. Because he's, you know, that person. I felt so bad that it's official. I am making an RJ City drink. That's my next drink. This entire time, I'm like, I will not be doing these if I don't have an inspiration. I haven't had inspiration at all. And then this happens, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that's it.
You got one?
That's good. That's the one. So stay fucking tuned, right?
So we move on to
Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin having another instant classic. I remember their match at, was it Revolution? I think it was Revolution 2020.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it did it open the show. I'm bad at this, okay, guys? It didn't start for like 15 minutes and then it was over pretty fast because like they murdered each other outside the ring, you know, through tables and ladders and whatever. And then finally the bell rings and they fought for like 2 or 3 minutes and it was over.
It was 2022, so this, I think.
No. 2020. Huh. It was really at the beginning of AEW, their match. So, might have been full gear. Might have been full gear. Whatever. It's not the important thing here. It was a really nice match. The finish was weird. But MJF on commentary with his pickles were,
yeah, that.
And they're like, you know, commentary trying to, and Taz was like, "Hey, you got a fork, bro?"
Oh, Revolution. Okay, sorry. Revolution was a tag match. That's what that was.
What tag match?
It was AEW Revolution. Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, and Sting versus Andrade, Isaiah Cassidy, and Matt Hardy.
Yeah, but that's 2022.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
You were right. Revolution 2020.
What did you think of the match and the finish and everything? And MJF's pickle?
I don't know. I'm kind of. Well, after it came out, like with what Tony Schiavone said, it made sense now. Like, now I'm like, okay, thank you. Now we're getting the four-way match. So
yes, shocking. This was such a surprise.
I'm surprised they didn't save that till next week. Like, that's what I think they should have done. And say, yeah, Tony Khan does not like this. And there's a four-way match now, you bitches. Like, something like that.
No. But, like, they didn't say it was a four-way. They set up a tag team match for next week.
Yes, but what I'm saying is,
I know, we know it's going to be a four-way. But, like, it's not something, come on, like, MJF looked straight into, you know, the camera and said, it's not going to be a four-way, guys, it's me and Sammy. Come on. Come on, let's think here. Okay, I really want to talk about what happened next.
Okay.
You know, Adam Cole came out to address Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho got into Titantron, and then he sent Yoss to the ring to beat Adam Cole up. But to the rescue came Orange Cassidy and Bandido. And then I was like, okay, someone else has to come out. I thought it was going to be Keith Lee. It wasn't Keith Lee. Not for a second did I think it was going to be Kyle O'Reilly, because he had a pretty, gruesome, operation. And then SRS on the screen, I fucking jumped out of my couch and I was like, I'm going to shout and yell at him for 45 minutes for not telling me that he's debuted on AEW Dynamite. Also, this is stupid.
I'm going to kick his ass.
I'm going to kick it like, oh, this is so stupid. Like, why are you doing this? And this is happening for like milliseconds into my head. And then I realize that the song that I'm actually hearing is The End of Heartache by Killswitch Engage. I start fucking crying a ton because they're not showing who this is. They just had this weird SRS looking logo and I have no idea what it is at all. But I'm like, this is finally happening. When I was growing up and listening to metalcore, this was the song that was going to be my entrance music. This was the song because it starts incredibly powerful. Then it transitions, you know, with the riff, with the guitar riff. It's so electric. And then the vocals are everything. Mm-hmm. And this is the most perfect wrestling theme song that you can ever have forever and ever and ever. Like, you know that, like, Killswitch Engage aren't, like, they're obviously my top five metal band for all time. But, like, you know that my favorite band are Slipknot. I never had a Slipknot song that I wanted to make as my wrestling theme, apart from maybe Left Behind, because that's like really, really, really great. And it's just, you have four pillars of metalcore. Killswitch Engage is one of them. You have Unearth, you have Trivium, and you have, which will be the fourth? It's probably either As I Lay Dying, however controversial that band has, they didn't have it back in the day, or All That Remains. Probably All That Remains. Those are the four bands, the four pillars of metalcore. Now, are they my favorite metalcore bands? No. Like, those are the bands who made the Parkway Drive a thing. Those are the kinds of bands that made Avenged Sevenfold a thing. I hate Avenged Sevenfold, by the way. They made Bullet for My Valentine. They made everything. They made a future for all these bands. But Killswitch Engage, they will forever be with both vocals that they had. So I listened to this song and I was like, finally, this is a song that's played in a wrestling arena. And I almost thought that, you know, I don't give a crap who this is. It's already a big thing for me. And then it turns out to be Roderick Strong. And I was like, fucking hell! Because this was kept so under the radar. I didn't know about that, by the way, because like I said, I never check out Twitter or news or Fightful Select or whatever. And I had no idea that even Sean didn't know. So kudos to them. The best kept secret in wrestling after Buddy Matthews, of course. So it's such a wonderful thing because he wanted out of his contract for a while now. Yep. We have no idea how much, went out of WWE. I don't know that, but for me, if someone wants out, you should grant him out. And this goes for AEW talent as well. I mean it. But they didn't use him at all. Did they have diamonds in that Titantron? Because if they did, because it was kind of...
I just saw the SRS and just kind of...
Yeah, like, I saw the SRS and just jumped into the
air.
There
was something shiny, I know, but like... I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So if they make a logo for like a Roderick Strong t-shirt and has a bunch of diamonds on it, it's going to be really funny because... his former manager is in AEW as well, by the way.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind. Okay. But the current Killswitch Engage, right? With the old / new vocalist, right? Not with Howard. Because the end of Heartache is with Howard. So it's not with the original vocalist. Jesse.
Let's move. Jesse. AEW TBS Championship match.
Jade and Taya. The only thing I got from this match was Taya trying to smash Aubrey Edwards with the Road to Valkyrie at the end of the match.
That was good. I liked
that was good. Aubrey got the hell out of that ring, you know, afterwards. I don't think I've seen Taya heel because, you know, I haven't been following her career that much, but it's exciting for us to see that. So, yeah.
Then we had the tag team match between the Butcher and the Blade taking on Takeshita and Kenny Omega. Pretty solid match. You know, we knew what was going to happen there.
But... yeah, we all knew, but I'm getting pretty tired of Butcher and Blade not getting their flowers because they're a phenomenal tag team.
Oh, yeah.
I know that when you're in AEW and you're a tag team, you're always, you know, there's a lot of awesome tag teams in AEW. Like, that's, I don't want them to make 5,000 more, titles just so, you know, all the tag teams can have, you know, titles. But Butcher and Blade deserve all the flowers. They've been amazing together, and I've been a fan. They deserve more.
Yeah. We got a super chat from Gravity Guy. Thank you very much. Wembley is going to be a great show, even though some people got tickets early, and Mercedes Moné is backstage at the Impact taping. Cool.
Well, Trinity Fatu is there, so there you go.
Yeah, nice.
Friends supporting each other is what we're here for.
Yeah. So I still think they're setting up for Adam Page and Kenny Omega to reunite and all of this. I mean...
again, guys, we cannot talk about the story without you guys watching BT because there's a lot of stuff on BT.
Yeah. So let's go to the AEW Rampage preview for tonight.
Guess what? House of Black aren't on neither shows.
Yeah. There's so that starts at 5:30 Eastern tonight. So about an hour and a half. So tonight you'll hear from the Outcast, the Acclaimed, and Daddy Ass. That's just funny. Dustin Rhodes and Keith Lee are in action. You have Anna Jas taking on Ashley D'Ambois. I think that's how you say her name. Cash Wheeler versus Jay Lethal. Ricky Starks and Sean Spears taking on Bullet Club Gold of Jay White and Juice Robinson.
It's going to be a really fun match, by the way. Yeah. I love Sean Spears.
Yeah.
His theme slaps so hard.
It does. All right, Maggie. Let's do this. Maybe. There we go.
Guys, I want to thank Corey for providing me with this Cooper effect. And all is left. There is not much with that we can talk about this Cooper effect. It's just a dog owner who decided to push his puppy that has cancer up a mountain for one last adventure together. And there is nothing more that we can say. You know, other than cry a lot. imagine loving the puppy so much. Jesus. So I love the fact that there is so much goodness on this earth. By the way, I'm not crying, just so you can see. I love the fact that there's so much goodness in this world that you can share it with your own dog. That's so great. I hope that they had a really nice adventure before everything that transpired. Is that a tiger from Winnie the Pooh?
Let me go back to it.
Sure, it looks like it. I mean, it's, I feel like it is. Like, you don't have to show the picture, just look at it.
I can't see it without.
No, the other one, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
It's totally him. Yeah, I hope that they had a really, really nice time. Also, the dog is really pretty. Yeah. But all dogs are pretty, so yeah. Again, thank you, Corey, for showing me this. I just had to make this week's Cooper Effect. It's really touching.
Yeah, it is. And like when I saw it, I was just like, damn it. You know, like, because we're obviously, we talked about this all the time. We love animals and it's brutal.
Yeah. Moving on before we stop crying. Mercedes Moné loses her IWGP Women's Championship. I did not see this coming, Rob, at all.
I did not either. I did not see this coming at all. Very interesting. I know she does have another match at New Japan.
She does have another appearance set for Long Beach at the next Long Beach New Japan Pro Wrestling card. She's looking to get her belt back, but go and watch the match, by the way. This is on my to-do list. I've seen, you know, bits and pieces of the match, and I just, Jesus. Every person who thinks that they're a wrestling fan need to watch this match, because it was just, we all thought that Mercedes, as Sasha Banks in WWE, was one of the best women's wrestlers, period. Well, the things she does in Japan, oh my God, like one of the best pro wrestlers ever, period. Like, I want to see this side of Mercedes Moné versus Charlotte Flair, this one. Because, like, they had amazing matches with Sasha Banks and Charlotte, but Mercedes, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
You want to go back real quick to WWE, because there's other things we need to discuss.
Yeah, the recap?
What are you feeling about tonight's match between Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and the Usos?
Well, I know I will lose my shit if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose the titles.
It makes sense. Let me explain why. Night of Champions is in Saudi, and Kevin and Sami cannot go to Saudi.
But that doesn't mean they have to take their title. Like, they have to lose their titles. Like, I mean, they just don't have to defend them there. I mean, that's...
So your tag team isn't on the show Night of Champions.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I see it. As my dog... See, my dog agrees with me. She's barking up there.
Yeah, I know. It's... They planted the seeds on Raw because, you know, Sami doesn't stop talking to Jay because Roman isn't going either. But like, Roman is Roman. Come on. It's Roman. So they, like I was saying, they planted the seeds. Sami continues talking to Jay, and then Jimmy got butthurt over it. And he went to Kevin and, you know, said, what if Sami, you know, is going to turn heel on you? You know, if we win back those championships and everything. So it's kind of, they have something in mind, but I have no idea what it is. The awful thing will be if Sami Zayn screws over Kevin Owens and turns out he was working with the Bloodline the entire time. This would be fucking stupid. because it will make no sense, and WrestleMania would have zero purpose anymore, like at all. But I have a really bad feeling about this. I can't wait to get up in the morning and watch the show because of this match. It's going to be really interesting. What are your thoughts about this? I know that you'll lose your shit, that I will too.
That's it. It's, my dog still hasn't stopped barking. But anyways, I mean, that's it. Like, I just, I won't get it. I don't understand why that would be the case. And
the weird thing is that the Usos didn't receive any punishment for losing those championships. Like, there's nothing happened. So why were they so afraid of Roman? Like, nothing happened when they lost. With what?
I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, that's the thing. Like, nothing happened. It's just like, blah. Like, just, I don't get the writing. Ever since Vince came back.
Taco doesn't like it either.
Oh, it's, I know why she's going nuts, because kids are walking by because they're done with school now. But
oh, yeah,
anyways,
sure.
And I forgot to close the windows or window blinds like I normally do. So
yeah, I really quick, I want to shout out Bad Bunny for everything that he's doing for wrestling. You can tell just how much in love Bad Bunny is with wrestling. And this is just so heartwarming, because Bad Bunny is someone that can do absolutely everything. He has a lot of money. He can just sit on his ass all day and not do anything. But he's just like so in love with this business that he ends up doing. What am I the only one on the screen, Rob? Why? Okay. So Bad Bunny is really the MVP in this entire story, because he takes enormous bumps. Thank you for leaving me, by the way. You're on mute. Okay. So he takes incredible bumps. That's not the microphone you're plugged in, by the way. yeah, so he was supposed to be, you know, there was a fly on my microphone. I was about to slap it. He was supposed to be, you know, the host for WrestleMania Backlash. He's not. There you go. He's not anymore because he's having a match with Damian Priest. I don't know if it'll turn into a match between... No, it's not. Oh, it was Street Fight. So Bad Bunny swung, you know, a kendo stick better than Soraya, which is a wrestling veteran. So... I love Bad Bunny. He has no place being this good in the ring. He's totally gonna do 55 Canadian destroyers on tables and ladders and whatnot. I'm so looking forward to this match, and this is crazy because he's not a wrestler. The enormous respect he has for wrestling, I just wanted to shout that out. I'm just so incredibly happy about Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he loves the business, and that's good to see. Like, the celebrities, like, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like him, but Logan Paul loves it. I mean, he puts in the work. So, you have in here that you want to go on a... Oh, never mind. That's the next match. Tony D'Angelo and Stax murdered pretty deadly.
Yeah, this... Okay, this is a perfect opportunity for WWE to be smart about things. Tonight, on the first night of the WWE draft, they show in the ocean Pretty Deadly coming out, like, and turns out that there is, you know, the current, you know, place where SmackDown is held, and they enter the building and they turn out they're in the draft. They're being drafted to SmackDown. This, because they're basically, there is no more obvious way to tell that they're being drafted to the main roster than to actually murder them on NXT television. This is the this. Come on, guys, please be smart. This is going to be so hilarious because Pretty Deadly themselves are a hilarious gimmick. It's like, seriously, you're on mute.
I'm telling you, it's my first.
Why are you on mute? So this is an amazing opportunity. The thing I wanted to rant about is everything that happened with Double Vest and the Beach and Keanu James and Fallon Henley. Brooks and Jensen, by the way. Briggs and Jensen, I'm sorry. So everything that they had last week, like for months, this is a storyline that's been going on for more than 6 months, by the way. So, oh my God, I love her. I wonder if she... No, this isn't the right accent. Where? Come on. Oh, wow, I cannot do a hillbilly accent. I think I could, but like with really limited, stuff. I really like that girl. I want to pick her
there
with
you go.
A pickup truck and then go with the dinner or something.
It's better than... Yeah, that's
better than the first one. Okay, so he was so in love with her. She was not, because she's a porn accountant and she has everything. Yeah, because
daddy likes
she has
that.
Her job. And then you watch your mouth. Pedro Pascal does not like that. He is the ultimate daddy.
Okay.
Hi. So
hi, Pedro. Thanks for watching. Your brother Roberto called in last week.
Oh my God, I'm blushing.
Oh,
just for mentioning. Oh my God, I'm so red.
Look at that. Jesus. Holy hell.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so but back to wrestling. So I went after him. Jesus. So a lot of things happened for the in the past 6 months, and then after that, like the week before, my huge rant about this ridiculous storyline with the checking for for dust in the bar and everything. This was so lame, and all of a sudden, she tells him, "I never loved you." And then he starts, being all sad about it, because of course you're going to be sad about it. And then Josh Briggs goes behind him and grabs his shoulder, and he's like, "I know, man. Hey, man." And they're like embraced.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob, you're a man, right?
Last I checked, yeah. Still there. So.
I'm sorry, your reaction. Oh, okay. Do men forgive each other that easily? Because women don't.
Not always. Not always.
This was incredibly weird. They said a lot of bad stuff about each other. How can you just forget all about it and just cries and hillbilly together? This that's why he's wearing two vests.
Cries and hillbilly. I have never heard that term, but I absolutely love it.
So that's why he wears two vests, because one of the vests is like a tissue and everything. So this is an incredibly stupid thing. It wasn't a terrible episode of NXT, by the way. It was pretty good. But Inky Hartwell versus Roxanne versus Tiffany was an awkward match, because is Inky Hartwell really injured?
I believe
because
so.
It looks like she was, because and everything that Dijak tweeted after that, he said, if you want to know who was backstage with Indy while she was getting medical checkup, and she was no-selling the injury like a boss, props to Dijak, by the way. He was the one who tweeted when everyone started flipping out over CM Punk being backstage at Raw. He tweeted, "You know who's also backstage at Raw? A lot of amazing talent that put their bodies on the line for your pleasure."
Yeah.
He's standing up for WWE's roster a lot. It didn't help that he, like, a lot of people were making fun of him in the quote tweets, but that's because, you know, stop me if I'm wrong, wrestling fans are weird.
Yeah, I've heard.
So tonight on SmackDown, we're going to have the Undisputed Tag Team Championship match between. Yeah, we already talked about it. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn against the Usos. We're going to see Zelina Vega versus Sonya Deville. And we are going to have the first night of the draft. Do you have any predictions for the draft overall?
I want to finally see AJ Styles on SmackDown.
Of course, we all
do. That's my biggest, like, want. That's it. That's my biggest want. Everything else, I'll just let it go. Let it play out, as they say.
Yes. Well, I will make a really, really enormously bold prediction here and say Authors of Pain. Yeah. I really want them back. What?
Really?
Why is that?
I just don't. I don't know.
Maybe. I miss them in tag team wrestling. That's it. Of course, AJ Styles. It's time for him to return to the house that he built, aka SmackDown. It's time for him to have a match against Roman Reigns, by the way, because, like, I feel like he's the only one who hasn't. Or wait, did he have one?
He had one like early. Well, did he have a champion like a pay per view?
I don't know. I seriously cannot remember. Yeah. I cannot remember. Of course, Roxanne Perez, I see her getting called up. I predict the Street Profits will be split. Damage Control also split. I'm interested to see where Nakamura goes. I'm interested to see what they do with LA Knight because people want to cheer for him a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, so Pretty Deadly, of course, I mentioned. And I have another bold, I don't want to say prediction, it's wishful thinking. But for the commentary table, Mauro Ranallo.
I would be fine with that. It's just with...
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but I miss him on commentary. Yeah. Please...
Kevin, I never want anybody to lose their job by any means, but Kevin is just not working out. I don't think.
He's not.
Yeah. So.
He's not.
All right, let's do this.
I was not muted.
I know. I thought that one had sound, but it didn't. Anyways, instead of jokes, I'm going to play this hilarious video. It's about a minute and a half. So
really?
Yeah.
It's pretty can good. You though?
Yeah, I can. It doesn't have music. Yeah. So you ready?
Yeah.
Stand up.
I'm scared.
Oh, what the hell? Is this what? Is some are you guys?
You have to duck down.
What?
You have to duck down.
I did not.
You have to think about when it's coming to you and duck down.
That first one hit me right in the mouth. What the hell? Oh, Jesus! You told me it was coming from this way. Which? Oh! What?
What the? Duck down!
I don't. Nikki doesn't.
Need a bigger room.
Nikki doesn't even have her. Jesus! Oh, there's more than one. How many bottles? Oh! What? Nikki doesn't have her blindfold on.
Yes, she does.
I think if I duck, oh. If I duck down, I'm gonna get hit more.
About 1,000 times.
I had heard somebody
But have you seen the original one? You haven't, right? I'm going to send you the original one. I have died laughing when I saw the original. It is so not Jesus. Okay.
Well, all right, Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, hi. Please follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK if you love Pedro Pascal as much as I do and enjoy my daily Pedro posts on my Instagram story. I've actually had some people text me when I haven't uploaded the photo and it's like certain time of day and they're like, there's okay? no Pedro today. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And I upload Pedro. So thank you for, you know, enjoying my goofiness. I'm just incredibly obsessed with Pedro Pascal since 2014. And it certainly doesn't help that he ages like fine wine. So, yeah, the fucker. So, hi, Pedro. Yes, thank you for watching the show. Please leave a thumbs up.
Tell them where they can follow you. Did you already say?
I said it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't. I just heard Pedro Pascal, and then I started blushing.
So, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, you can also follow me right here on Instagram, right there, at Fightful Rob. Otherwise, just want to say thank you very much. It's been a crazy few days. I want to say thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy the WWE draft. And there is no guest this week for Coexisting After Dark.
There will be two guests next week.
So I want to say thank you very much. And we will talk to you guys later. Peace. Oh, one last super chat from our friend Soupy. Thank you. No message, just love. We love you, buddy. So thank you. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Take care.
Thank you, PR.
Yeah. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.